You start. Would you like a cup of coffee now?
Oh, I'd love it.
Wouldn't be much bother, you know.
We won't have one ourselves. Not so long since we had tea. We don't have dinner.
Right.
It's not in the evening, is it?
Were they...
White?
White would be lovely.
With sugar?
No sugar, thank you. Were you doing a thesis on? Well, I was thinking of doing something about Peckham, and then it took the long time. Because I had heard about it, and I was very interested in it.
About the centre at Peckham?
Yes, that's right. And I was studying community work.
Oh, I see.
It seemed to me that a lot of the ideas that are now very popular in community work had their roots in the Peckham project.
Oh, I'm sure they did. It was a marvellous thing, really.
Mm.
The families, it really was. It was a great pity it ever had to close.
Yes.
There again, it was like a fund. So, of course, the government weren't interested in putting money into it.
Why was that, do you think?
Well, I don't really know. I think money was very short at the time. Of course, the war came along, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And probably that was the start of it. American doctors were interested at one time, but the founder, or one of the co-founders, Dr. Williamson, didn't want it to go to American doctors. It just folded out, which was a great pity.
And how long were you a member for?
Oh, we weren't members until after the war. Well, after the war, until it closed.
Hmm.
I can't remember how many years now it would be. But my family, my mother and father, family were members before the war.
Oh, I see.
Because when the centre opened, members had to live in a walking radius of the centre, and so that the theory was that a mother could push a pram within easy distance to get there. And of course, at that time I was married and living up in Dulwich, which of course was too far. But after the war, although we were still living in Dulwich, but the fact that my parents had been there was really to go along. And of course, at that time, Peckham was a bit derelict in lots of cases. Mm-hmm. And so I suppose they were quite happy to have people that had connections, but perhaps lived away.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great place. Because I had a marvellous swimming pool, the Olympic swimmers used to come there and train.
Mm-hmm.
What have you heard about it? Have you visited many old members? You've been in touch?
Quite a few, yes. It's difficult, of course, because we've got the old records.
Yes.
And what I've been doing is going through the records and a London telephone directory.
Oh, yes.
It's quite arduous.
Yes, I'm sure.
I've been sort of comparing them. But every now and then, you find one person, and then they quite often
lead
to
others.
So what did you feel about the medical aspect of
this? Oh, I thought that was great. Definitely. Of course, the basis of it actually was medical, and of course part of membership was that you had to submit to a yearly medical examination. A thorough examination, you know, like blood tests and all that sort of thing, didn't we? That was part of the
treatment. Each member of the family.
Each member of the family. Oh, yes, it was a family, you see, and after we'd each had our examinations, there would be a family consultation with the doctors. Mm-hmm. We'd sort of sit around and chat like we are now, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
And different aspects of our health, whether it was good or bad, would be discussed as a family. So there couldn't possibly be any secrets, you see, from, I mean, perhaps husbands and wives don't always want one another to know if there's any problems. But that wasn't possible then, you see, it was all discussed.
One remarkable thing was that they found we were all somewhat anemic or low on iron. I think I was the best one. I think my memory serves me right, I was 93%, and our son, who was about 11 or 12 at the time, he was quite low.
Yes,
and so were you in the 80s, I believe. Mm. And of course we all had to have liver injections for a time.
Which of course we would never have known. We didn't, weren't conscious of being low, were we?
No.
You see, it's something that you wouldn't normally discover until perhaps you were ill and had to go to a doctor. But we had all this attention without being ill. It was very good, really. And of course, mothers-to-be had great attention. They had great attention.
Of course, they had a great idea for babies being weaned. There didn't really know anything about it, but their theory was that from about 2 months old, the baby starts to taste all the food that the family ate. And by 5 months, the baby was weaned. Now, my wife did have a baby a little bit later in her life. She was about 37, went to her the
38. Time.
And her previous baby, of course, she kept on the breast for quite a long time.
Which was normal in those days, yes.
Anyhow, at 5 months old, her daughter was living on precisely the same food as we had. And I always thought that that was the answer to children always eating all foods and having no dislikes. But it didn't work out like that. When she was about 18 months old,
she rejected practically everything.
Yeah, it started when she was 18 months old, and as she went on, she ate hardly any of the things that we did.
She had very little, actually.
And yet she was the healthiest kid. She was far healthier than my son was. He seemed to have everything that was possible to have during his school days. But our daughter was exceptionally healthy and still is. Of course, she's 32 now.
31.
And how do you feel that the care that you had there compares with the service that you get now?
Well, we're fortunate. We have a group of doctors that are very good. And I can't complain about our treatment of the doctors when we have need to go. But you see, the difference between the centre and private, well, the National Health Institute now, it is the fact that we used to have exams that found any defects, whereas now you just wait until you're ill and go to the doctors. But we didn't have to wait till we were ill. That's so, isn't
it? Yes, their object was to avoid
prevent medicine. But of course, if they found anything that really needed long treatment, they would refer us to our own doctor.
Yes.
But, and of course, if they thought you needed hospital attention, it was arranged. Dr. Pierce arranged for me to go to Elizabeth Garrett, didn't she?
That's right, yes.
Dr. Pierce, actually, one of the co-founders, only died about 2 years
that's
ago.
That's right.
Oh, you knew that.
Yes. Because she wrote a book called The Quality of Life.
Yes, yes. And there was also another one written, The Peckham Experiment.
Yes, that was written some time ago.
Oh, that was a long time ago, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And do you belong to any community centres?
No,
or
not
local
now.
Clubs
no.
or organisations?
No. Well, there aren't any, are there?
No. Nothing quite like that.
There's nothing on that street.
I believe there was one established in Bristol round about that same time. No, oh, no.
They're trying to start yes. one again in London, in the Bermondsey area.
Oh, it was great because young mothers that could go to the centre in the afternoon and their babies would be put in a creche where there was a qualified nurse and they would be given tea. The little toddlers would have tea there all together, while the mothers could go for a swim or play badminton or just go to the cafeteria and have a cup of tea and a chat.
Mm.
Well, we played badminton there, but it was evening badminton mostly, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And,
well, it was a great place for badminton and swimming.
Oh, yes, there's quite a lot of badminton teachers now. The evening classes started there. Badminton
really?
As quite youngsters there,
well, yes.
didn't they?
They had really fabulous junior badminton players, kids of about 10 or 11.
Oh,
they
yes.
were really outstanding, and as my wife said, some of them became quite outstanding as badminton players. A chap named Radford and Mulvaney, they were the outstanding
yes.
pair.
Yes.
But several of them went on to teach at evening classes.
And are still doing so.
Bradford still is.
Still doing so.
And Mulvaney is. Well, last we heard of him, he was a professional.
And how do you feel that Peckham sort of influenced your family and perhaps your children in the way you brought them up?
It gave Colin a freedom he wouldn't have had, because we used to let him go down there, whereas we would never have let him go elsewhere alone, would
yes,
we?
Yes, yes.
He used to go down there. And of course we are still friends with people we met there.
Mm.
We had a ladies' badminton group that started there. Although we are no longer playing badminton, but we still all keep in touch. In fact, we all came here to dinner. What was it, 8 of them, wasn't it?
Yes, quite recently.
Yes.
It was one of them.
Oh, yes, it was one of them that told us about this investigation.
Yes, they showed us your letter.
Yes, Mrs. Watson, Anne Watson of Honor Oak. I don't know if you've been in touch with her at all.
I've been in touch, but I haven't seen her.
You haven't seen her. And who else? Oh, Chris Lawrence, but of course she's down in Aylesbury now, isn't she?
Yes. I shouldn't think it had really much effect on Colin's outlook on life.
Not outlook, no.
Yeah, I think he was a little bit too young
yes.
at the time.
Yes.
He was born in 35. Mm. So, and I think the centre came to an end about 1950. Oh, is it?
Do you know that?
Yeah,
no, I was asked how long we were members, and I couldn't honestly say. It was after the war, wasn't it, when they reopened after the war? Because they didn't keep going all the way through the war, did they?
Oh, no. I thought we were members prior to the war.
No, I didn't.
So we didn't actually live.
No,
in
I have explained that. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. No, we didn't become members till after the war. I'm sure of that. We weren't members when Colin was small.
No. Well, they produced some jolly good swimmers too, I believe.
Oh, yes.
They had a lovely swimming pool there.
Yes.
How do you feel that a centre on similar lines would differ today, or how do you feel that it would be something that would still be relevant today?
Well, I think probably it was a good thing, but of course, there's so much outside the home today, isn't there? The whether a centre like that would be a good thing today or not, whether it would get the support that the centre had?
No, possibly it wouldn't get quite the same amount of support.
Well,
television.
I was just going to say, for one thing, you see, there was no television in those days, yeah. And it was safer to go out of an evening. You see, we had no car, of course. Not many people did in those days. And but we would be quite happy to get the bus and go down of an evening. I mean, I would go on my own, yeah. Which is something I wouldn't do now. I wouldn't like to sort of go off with a tennis bat on my own.
Yes, it's rather difficult to assess people's feelings today.
Have you asked this question to other members?
Yes.
And what has been their reply? This would be interesting.
I think the classic thing is research is you never tell anybody what anybody else has said.
Oh, no, I suppose not. But it would be interesting.